Welcome back to the Glenda the Good Nurse Show. This is Dr. Glenda Christians, just exploring wellness with everyone out there. Remember that if you want to hear this show online, you can go to planetarystreams.com starting this Saturday. Visit at my website, glendathegoodnurse.com. And today we've got Tommy Kirkhoff with us, Tai Chi teacher. I'm going to start calling you Tai Chi Master, Tommy. During the break, you handed me this great DVD called Five Element Healing Exercise, 17-Minute Energy Practice. Tell us about that.
Okay, our concept is that, Obama talks about preventive care, and healthcare is a big deal these days. And if you look at the parts of preventive care, they are, what are they? Blood screenings, right? Blood screenings and colonoscopies and mammograms, right? These are all things that a doctor does to a person or a nurse does to a person. We look at preventive care as what can you do for yourself, right?
Good point.
What can you, this is the real preventive care is what you can do for yourself. And so we say the model for preventive care is dental care. Because in your family, you grow up learning to brush your teeth. Your parents tell you you have to brush your teeth to take care of your teeth to keep them from falling out, right? And so it begs the question, why don't we have the same relationship with our body, right?
Yeah.
We take care of our teeth, but we don't take care of our body. So how long does it take to brush your teeth?
Well, as long as it takes to, there's an answer to that. You have to sing Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday.
As long as it takes to sing Happy Birthday.
I teach my kids 3 minutes.
Yeah, okay,
right?
3 minutes.
And so out of in a day, if you can pull 20 minutes out of a day, 3 minutes to brush your teeth, 17 minutes to practice your energy, then you've covered your bases.
Wow.
Right?
So, it sounds so easy.
Yeah, well, it should be. And really, we should be teaching this to children, you know, when in the family context, right?
Yeah.
We should be teaching children to take care of their bodies.
You're right. You know, I taught my kids to eat right, and then I'd send them out to exercise, and they're pretty good. But what I'm noticing is my grandchildren, we teach them to eat right as much as we can, but they're mostly sitting in front of TVs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. We're not teaching children to, they get it in school, right? They have, they have PE class. Mm. They get to move around. They get to run around. They play on recess. They do different things. But when you have this kind of exercise, special exercise, right?
Yeah.
Qigong is special exercise that's really healing to the body. That's different than jumping jacks. And so, one, people don't know about this kind of exercise. They don't know how to how to do it for themselves, much less teach it to their children.
Right.
So it's going to take a huge campaign to get people to understand that this is really good stuff and it's something you need to do every day. You don't have to do it for an hour and a half every day. You just need a little bit every day, just like brushing your teeth.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point that sending the kids out to play is great. Playing on a soccer team, great. That sounds like what you refer to as external exercise. And I know when I did Tai Chi, it was definitely moving and meditation. It was a time for me to just be who I am and get to know myself, my limitations, my awesomeness. And so that doesn't always happen.
You're awesome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes, I know. That's what I learned. So really, you're right. This is different. Doing, you know, putting out some time a day where you're just alone doing, or with a group. You could do it with a group.
Family.
And sometimes
you can
it's
do
good
it with
or family.
Your family.
It really tells, it sends a message to your soul saying, this is, I'm important enough to take some actual quiet time while I exercise, some meditative time. Really, it's very healing. I'm saying this from experience, extremely healing, as opposed to when I go to the gym and just get on the workout machines and do that, what you call external exercise.